The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda's on assignment this morning, getting ready, trying to gather everything up for Dancing with the Stars, which is tomorrow night. Yeah. Today, the 17th of October, 7:05 in the morning, in the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. You want the national day?
Yeah, I can take that.
It's National Pasta Day.
Pasta?
Pasta. So if you like pasta, it's also National Mulligan Day if you're into golf.
Well, there you go. Every day that I play golf is National Mulligan Day. I heard it was National Bread Day.
I don't see that.
Could that be?
I see
National Pasta Day.
Poetry Day.
Okay. All right.
Mammogram Day also.
Well, that's important. No, it is important. Again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yep.
So mammograms very important about that. Today, sunny with a high near 80 and a low around 54. Now, Saturday is going to be nice. Sunday looks like it's going to be really nice, 78. And then it looks like we're going to be having that all next week. And mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s and the lows in the mid-50s for all the next week. So Sunday, I'm glad it's sunny because I'm helping a friend. We're out looking for a lost bull in about 4,500 acres. So it's be a lot easier if there are a lot of them out there. But there's just one, so we'll take the horses and try and run him down. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. Been in business 30 years, the Kenny family. Locally owned, locally operated, and veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, my guest today, Hope Seth. Help me one more time here, buddy. I know you. I just lost it in the last minute and a half.
No problem, Carl. Jeff Keyser.
Jeff Keyser, of course. Okay. Hey, the reason I invited them on is there is something going on in our city that is causing consternation, and it's the Measure A, which is a proposed 1%. Those we'll have somebody call in, I'm sure, that say it's not 1%. It's really 13% if you look at percentages and all that, and that it's coming up on for the November ballot. In fact, people have already got them. And there's two things to vote on. One is Prop 50, which is a blatant attempt by the Democrats to take away any type of fairness in the elections in our representation, my opinion, and Measure A, which is the 1% sales tax. So I've kind of following what Hope's been writing on Facebook, and I said, why don't you come on in here? Because I've had the other side in here. And talk to them about it. So, good morning, Hope.
Good morning, Carl.
And Jeff, I'm kind of feeling that you're probably on the same on that same track.
Well, I am, and I can speak to a half-cent sales tax because we had that in Anderson, and we passed that in my day. So
maybe
some of my insight can be useful in people making their decision as we move forward.
Does it come down to trust?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's the whole thing, it appears, because Anderson did this, and it worked out really well for y'all.
And fairness, ours was a general sales tax,
yeah,
not a specific.
So you needed more, or did you need more?
No, meaning we had less oversight.
Okay.
So the council could move the money around.
Anywhere they wanted it.
other than we made a commitment to what we were going to use it for.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. This is what we're going to use the money for, public safety.
Exactly.
And you all stuck to that. So Measure A hope is what? I mean, it's a number of things, but it's not a general sales tax. It did work in Anderson. Yeah. Hey, so Chuck, what's the problem?
Yeah. Well, here. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be back. It's been a few years since we've had a conversation.
EDC?
Yep, Shasta EDC, Startup Reading, years ago.
Yeah, years ago.
Jeff, what year did Anderson pass their tax?
Gosh, Hope, it's been over 10 years now.
Yes, it was well before COVID.
So I think you brought up a really great point on the trust, because a lot of people talk about trust. They talk about it almost as the number one reason why they can't get behind something like this. And I've given a lot of thought to that. And I'm really curious what trust in after COVID looks like in government.
It was a very much a watershed event, and things changed dramatically during that year.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I'm really seeing is that, you know, local politics, local issues used to be local. And now the conversation seems that the federal, the state, the frustration, the dialogue, the rhetoric, all now has overflowed into our local conversations. And it's never been easier just to claim what you want to claim on social media and have it spread. So it's hard. I wonder if trust really is achievable in the way our dialogue even happens nowadays in the community.
Well, the thing that it's always intrigued me that we vote for new city council every 2 years, and we put new people on it. Obviously, you wouldn't vote for somebody you didn't trust. And so, I mean, the ones sitting on the city council now have all been elected. Some of them have been reelected. And so obviously the public trusts those people to run our city government. But when it comes to the money portion of it, there seems to be a very vocal group out there that thinks they can't, that they are going to take advantage, that they aren't doing everything they should to keep the cost of government down. And frankly, I'm sure there are cases that they're right, but we're at a point in Redding that we need to get some things done. And there is a budget deficit. So what do you do?
Well, I would say the budget is balanced for the next 2 years, but it's definitely tight. And depending on, I like to think of three what if scenarios, and those scenarios are if revenues stay the same.
It's balanced based on a projection of revenue.
Well,
is that correct?
That's true of any budget.
Yeah,
a budget is a projection of.
But we know that budgets our income has been going down in the city.
It's been staying about the same. The sales tax has about stayed the same over the last few years, but I do think that they...
You have less buying power, though.
You have less buying power.
Yeah, because inflation and tariffs and other things. It's still... We don't have enough money to run the city. I mean, that's the bottom line. Is that correct?
I actually think that if you look at the way they have it budgeted out right now, but it's with very little room. If this last quarter of sales tax comes in low, it's going to totally affect the next, because they use a 10-year plan as a way of keeping the 2-year when they do the budgeting of the 2 years. So I do think that it is a what-if scenario. We don't know necessarily how sales tax will come in. And if it declines, I think we're going to definitely have to see cuts. And if it goes up or stays the same with inflation, we may still have to see cuts, even if it stays the same.
I'm with Hope, Seth, and Jeff Kieser here. We're talking about Measure A. And we've got to take a quick break. I've given a lot of them away. I have two tickets to Misery, the play, and you can go see that tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday. So, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And show times are at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday. So 530-605 for anybody that's got their phone around them and awake this morning. 530-605-4567, and you can score two tickets to Misery. If you want four, because that's all I got, I can do that too if you want to take friends. All right, 7:15 in the morning here at KCNR, and we'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free 5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 7:20 in the morning, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. It's kind of scary. Somebody in
Bangladesh, Poland,
on a cruise ship in Greenland. We were getting texts from people that were listening. Hey, welcome back. My guests are Jeff Kaiser, who used to be
Keiser,
used to be the Anderson City Manager, and he's here because they went through this thing 10 years ago, about 10.
Exactly.
10 years ago on raising the city sales tax. And then Hope Seth, who has been involved in the Economic Development Corporation and so many other projects here in town, who is a strong proponent of Measure A. And is trying, she sees things that aren't true on social media and tries to say, well, wait a minute, that's not exactly true. Now, see, for the last 3-4 weeks, I've been saying is that we've got a $6 million deficit here at the city and a budget deficit. And Hope said, no, Carl, we don't. What we have is the budget is on projections. And they've cut, so the next 2 years, we have a balanced budget. If the projections are good, correct?
Yes. The city has cut or raised fees close to about $7 million to get this. They budget in 2-year cycles.
Yeah.
And so in order to get this 2-year cycle balanced, they did a lot of cuts and or raising of fees.
So... But we do have unfunded liabilities, and we have things that people would like to see happen. So right now, not in the budget is a new fire station.
Yeah.
Not in the budget is fixing all the roads. We get so much from the gas tax.
We do.
Is it like $9 million or $10
million? Exactly. And so I think it's really interesting. When I started doing, you know, I'm just a resident who, as this came about, thought, I want to really look into and see context, not just what all the talking points are, but what's the context. And so you look it up, and Chico receives the same amount of gas tax as we do, but they have almost half as many roads cover.
Is it based on?
Population.
Yeah.
It's based on population.
Well, then that doesn't help us. It should, you know, because we have a 60 square mile city, and Chico's got a much smaller one, but they have the same population as we do.
Absolutely.
So that leads to that, and the last time I looked, I think it cost $1 million a mile for asphalt. So
yeah, our road score is about a 48 or 49 out of 100.
And that's obviously not good.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from all of the council is that they had no idea how much they would be emailed and talked to about the road condition.
You know,
it's a big deal to people here in the community.
Well, it is. When they should on plaster for how long was that screwed up? They should have been giving out certificates for realignments for your car. Mm-hmm. It was so bad. And then there's lawsuits. And then when they finally got the lawsuit fixed, it only took them 2 weeks and it was fixed. And that is a problem. But we don't have, that's part of the unfunded liabilities. So this is part of the new Measure A, is money to go in for the infrastructure.
That's right. 30% would go to roads, which would get us over the next 10 years up to, they predict around an 80 score on our roads. And you're right. It costs more money to repair your car, fix your tires, fix your alignment. I know on the rec fees, they had to raise up rec fees. I paid more in summer camp fees in one summer than I would have the tax all year.
Okay.
Which affects working families.
Will they lower those fees?
I would hope that they would look, or they would increase scholarships. You know, they do, I would say the city does offer a lot of scholarships to families, and so, you know, I would hope that that would be able to continue on. But I can tell you, if they have to keep making cuts, that, you know,
who knows? Well, and then there's going to have to be priorities made about this is how much money we have, this is where you're going to spend the money.
85% of the general fund is to fire and police.
Yeah.
You know, there's,
yeah.
And I think that's important. I didn't understand that, Carl, when I first started looking into this, the difference between the general fund and enterprise funds,
mm-hmm.
And how that works. You know, enterprise funds, that money kind of goes in there, and you can only charge for the service relative to the service it provides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, the general fund.
That's one of the services we're paying for right there.
But the general fund is where our roads get paid from. It's where our public safety happens. It's where the parks happen. And you can't just take money out of some of these other funds to replace.
It's already spoken for.
That's right.
And you can't touch it. So what we're looking at is general fund.
That's right. And when I started looking at the general fund, I started going, you know, let's see how much our tax revenue. People are like, we already pay too much in taxes. And so I thought, let's look at that. So I went back to 2008, which was really kind of the high water mark in our economy, and said, well, what were we paying in 2008? And what did we pay out in 2024? And I looked at sales tax, property tax, hotel tax, and other taxes like cannabis and other taxes. The total increase was like $11 million over 16 years. You know what public safety cost alone, just personnel, not even department cost? Almost $24 million. I personally, when I saw that, I go, our tax base has not kept up with the cost.
And the tax base and the fact that in those 10 years, our population has dropped around 4,000. The number of kids going to school is less. So we've got less people living here.
But you're actually collecting tax differently because of online sales.
Are we?
Well, I live in Whitmore, for example.
Uh-huh.
We would have 20 years ago driven into town, made that purchase at a local store.
Right.
How often now do we just order online instead of making that drive-in? And that's a huge factor.
Well, it absolutely is, but you're still paying taxes on the stuff. But where do those taxes go? They don't necessarily come back to the city, from what I understand. It goes to wherever the delivery area is.
Well, there's point of sale and there's point of delivery,
and so
California is really still operating pre-online sales, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then some decisions were made to point of sale, which became these Amazon warehouses.
Right.
So you've seen places like Tracy, which were pretty small cities, just with a sprawl of warehouses because they had the open land. Suddenly they were in the cash because that became point of sale.
Okay.
Now there is a small part that comes back to what we call the county pool, and then it's divided out by population. But that's not nearly what we got when it was a direct sale within the city.
Yeah, limits. People would come here, and we're putting another warehouse here. Was it Amazon?
But I think you're putting a last mile delivery.
Yeah.
Location.
So where does that fall? Tax has already been taken out. So this whole thing is if something is sold in your city, you're not getting sales tax if it's online.
You're not getting the same amount.
Okay. So it would be less, as opposed to people just coming into town and buying.
And so there's so many factors, Carl, that go into how is it different 20 years ago than it is today. And so how we buy stuff, it's different today. We're not collecting the same revenue that we used to. That's a factor. I'm a big one that
I think that's a real important part. Is that I don't think people like to think I'm semi-bright. You know that I knew the problems we were having. That's why we always say shop local, stay local.
Exactly.
Right? And if you have to go to the big box store because taxes stay here and they're hiring our own people. I don't know if people really realize the percentage of money that we lose every year because of people shopping online and what an impact that has on our tax base. And if we've only gone up $11 million over the last 10 years, or since 2008, yet our costs have gone up just in the police department to double that.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot.
This money's got to come from someplace. But the point is, and I think this is another question that you can answer, Jeff, because you don't. And I've heard this a couple of times on the show. They need to go in and go through every department and find out where the waste is. Doge it, government efficient. How efficient are we? How many people have we hired since 2020? All these things. What's your answer to that?
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah.
I was kind of known for that. But I think if you look here in the North State, what people don't realize is a lot of the things you see in staffing that may look like overreach are state laws or state requirements. So think of, I'll use this example, body cameras. Public says, oh, we love those. We want to see the videos. We want to see what actually happens. But what you don't see is how many people behind the scenes it takes to facilitate body cameras for every officer.
I think it's like three people. I think it's at least one full-time and at least two or three part-time.
Absolutely. It's data management because it's public records requestable. Stuff has to be redacted and managed and kept, and there's laws to all that. Well, that goes with everything we implement. If the state and federal government stayed out of Shasta County, we could be super efficient. We just would be. So I was telling Hope this a while ago. When I first went to work in Anderson, we issued a police officer a baton and a revolver. Look at what they're carrying today on them. A taser. In addition to those things, a taser, pepper spray, a body camera, the body armor they have to wear. We lost our low-band radios because the government decided low-band channels weren't going to be used for that anymore. We had to go to high-band. We didn't decide we needed those new radios. They forced us that way. All of those things cost the taxpayer money. Think of even simple things like drought restrictions. We didn't have a water issue in Northern California, but the governor made us participate and cost us dollars in what he called the drought. Even though Anderson, for example, had 60 years of water in the aquifer underneath them. They didn't care. I went and spoke in Sacramento. I've argued those things. And I've also heard people say, well, government's not meant to be efficient. And I've always pushed back on that and said, BS.
I don't agree with that.
We can be efficient and we can make good business decisions just like anyone else.
I think that it could be as that. It would be, they're not good for really good, quick decisions. But as far as being efficient, I think they could be efficient. But we have to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairmen, stonecutters, jewelry designers, plus an incredible selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for like 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry voted 3 times in a row best in the North State. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. When I say 2225 Hilltop Drive, we're talking around the Sierra Gibbs area, right there across the street. All right, we'll be right back with Hope Seth and Jeff Keezer.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. 5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Today we're talking Measure A with Hope Seth and Jeff Keiser. Jeff, of course, was the Anderson City Manager, and they did this 10 years ago. They voted on a, citywide tax.
Yeah, a general ballot measure to increase by a half a percent.
And that money went straight to the general fund.
So we did an advisory measure with it because it was a general sales tax fund. And what we asked the public was, would you like at least 50% of these dollars to go to public safety and the remainder to go to restoring the general fund, parks and rec, and code enforcement? Quality of life things across the board.
Sure.
And
they said yes.
Absolutely. And Carl, why did we get there? So in the day, Anderson had about two police officers on at night. What changed? Why did we need more? Well, state level, they passed various things. AB 109, 47, all the things everybody's heard for years. But it put people out on our streets and in public places we hadn't had before.
We didn't want there.
Right, but we didn't get more revenue. So how do you create the revenue to deal with
even
the
though
issue?
The state said they were going to do it and found out that they didn't? Not to the level they said.
Our friendly governor kept that money. For whatever their purpose was, it didn't flow to us like we were promised or like a ballot initiative title may say.
Yeah.
And so that's how we dealt with it. We were then able to hire more public safety officers, police officers, and deal with that. I truly believe as a city manager, you have to be safe in your community before you can be anything else. If you don't have public safety, it's really hard to have the other things well.
I totally agree, because when you come down, when you drive in off 44, as people would do, come in, if you drive down, and this is what, Chassis Street down here, I think, or is this anyway, when you come in off 44 into town, we drove in the other day and we were thinking, Linda and I we live here, we thought, this really looks pretty good. I mean, it's nice and green, the streets are clean and all that, and think, okay, that would be welcoming to people. Other times we've driven down there, and you're going, woo, I hope nobody's driving down, from another place, because they are not going to like this. But it gets right down to this. If the measure passes, if our city council, whom we've elected, can they steal the money?
You know, so maybe the difference between a general tax, like Jeff passed there in the city of Anderson, and one that's here is a specific tax.
Yeah. And when I say steal the money, I mean that. I don't mean misappropriate. I mean, it's steal the money out of this new tax. Just take it and put it where they want it. The answer to that is a pretty emphatic
no. No, they can't. That money actually has to go into a separate fund. So like a general tax, like what Jeff was talking about, goes to the general fund.
Now that's
directly different.
This is a specific fund.
This is very specific.
People need to understand this. Please explain it.
But hang on, that's important. Even though ours is a general, it's recorded differently. Uh-huh. It's on the report of how much we collected of that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like it's hidden in the general fund. It's there for you to see as a public
member. And I understand that. But, you know, frankly, Jeff, we're working in a different time.
Sure, I understand.
And when the people trusted you and Barron and the rest of the gang there, this is what you're going to use it for. This tax is different than a general fund. This is a specific tax that's fenced. That's what I think there may be a little confusion on.
Yeah, absolutely. So it will go into a separate fund with its own ledger, with its own, and all of those expenditures still have to be approved. Every single one of them have to be approved by City Council.
Okay, so you get an extra $10 million, let's say, in road funds.
Mm-hmm.
City Council still has to say we're going to spend that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they actually have to create probably a budget for where they're spending that money, right? Those are the budget workshops that happen every year. They'll, you know, that's open to the public. The public can come.
Sure.
The citizen advisory can come to those meetings, and they have to designate that money.
Are there going to be two separate budgets or one budget but with, like, playouts?
When you have a specific fund, it has its own budgeted expenditures.
It's one budget, though. In that budget, you will see the flavors of money, if you will. So it would show the specific sales tax dollars added in and the gas tax dollars is how I would picture that playing out. But it'll still be one overall city budget.
Right. I like to think of funds.
I'm not sure. Because that would be all coming in, even though you've got it fenced. But what you're saying is it would be like a specific pot of money that this that the new Measure A has.
Sure.
And they've got to include that, of course, in their budget making. So we already have from the gas tax $8 million in road tax. Now we have another $10 million or $9 million in road tax from Measure A. They've got to somehow put that together at one point to say how they're spending the money. Some out of the specific tax, some out of their.
That's right. So yes, and what Jeff was saying
It's kind of a melding.
It would be probably one roads budget, and we're going to attribute so many of these expenses to the specific fund, and so many to the gas tax.
All right. And then the term supplanting, is that the right word?
I've heard that word out there.
Where they can move money out of the general fund into different places in the general fund. General fund is the only place they can do that at. The fear being is, and I've heard this, even though I've heard two different answers on this, so hopefully Hope will be able to, or Jeff will be able to tell me this. I've got $9 million in my new Measure A fund, and I've got $9 million in my old general fund for roads. Well, I've already got $9 million, so I'm going to take $1 million out of the general fund and move it someplace else. Can they do that?
Well, I think it's great to look at the different categories because right now the roads fund comes from gas tax. You cannot take money from gas tax and go put it over into parks.
That's a real
so
good part.
So there is no, it's all extra.
Yeah, they can't do that. If money's coming in saying it's going to go to the parks, they can't move that into, let's hit it, salaries.
That's what people are concerned about. Sure. So let's go fund by fund, okay? So let's talk first.
Well, we'll do that right after this break.
Okay.
Let's have a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Shasta County Republican Central Committee invites you to secure California elections with Carl DeMaio and Clint Curtis. Come join us for this free event and learn about the Voter ID Initiative with Carl DeMaio. Wind River, October 21st, Eagle Room, doors open at 5 p.m. Must register at www.shastagop.com. Come learn what secure elections and the gerrymandering of Prop 50 is all about. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card, or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today's Friday. Alex.
Yes, sir.
Are you working this weekend?
I am working this weekend, Sunday mostly.
Okay. I try to keep Saturdays off for the staff, but now we've got football. We don't have a game this weekend, I don't think.
I don't know about that.
I don't think we have one this weekend. We have one last weekend. So, but we're getting close to homecoming here.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, I'm here with Hope Seth and Jeff Keyser. We're talking Measure A. They're proponents of Measure A, just so you know. But there's questions that I have that I think a lot of y'all have that we're trying to address now. And, one of them is that I don't even know if it's 30 million. You know, I hear 30 million that would come in. How much of that would come in from outside the city? I think people need to understand that too. There's a pretty large percentage that would come from non-city residents paying that, wouldn't it?
Sure. So I want to first be clear.
Okay.
I am not on the organizing committee.
No, I know that. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I just wanted people to know that I'm not actually on the committee, and I haven't been necessarily part of some of those conversations of how they got to what they get to.
Yeah.
But what I have heard is that 60% will come from outside the area.
Yeah, come from Anderson. Come from, yeah, thanks, Jeff. Anderson, Chess.
Real world, right?
People just driving in. We got the Costco.
Well, and we are exactly. And we are a big tourist area. Mm-hmm. We do get a lot of overnight stays in those hotels, right? And so they're here. They're spending their dollars at the restaurants and shopping. And even they just stop here, purchase fuel on their way up north, right? We're a big stopover for travelers. And so, you know.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. I mean, where else do you get where somebody says, "Hey, I'll pay 60%. You just got to put in 40%."
And when we figure out the total, it's how much more on average for a Reading citizen a year.
Yeah,
you have that. I saw that number the other
day. I've done a few different calculations based on if you take our median income and you take an average family and what those disposable income is. You know, I like to think it's a dollar for every $100 disposable income that you spend a month, right? And so, Matt Plummer has done the math and he was coming out to about $15, 10 to 15 depending on your circumstances, right?
Per person.
No, per family.
Per family, okay.
Which is like I said, more than I paid.
I saw that he had written that in there. It's, you know, it's three coffees or something like that. The money coming in, and it's going to go to part of it is going to go to the Civic. Now, frankly, my friends, I know that you're upset because the Civic put money in for this because the city of Reading needs, to be a city, you need several things, in my opinion. You need a newspaper. You need a museum. And you need some kind of auditorium that you can have big events at. And there's several other things, you know, public safety and all that. But there's certain things that make a city. And so the question is, if this measure passes, it kind of guarantees, for at least for a while, as far as you can think, that we'll have all that, not the newspaper, of course, and nothing's really going, I don't know if anything's going to the museum, but things like, the rodeo, the rodeo grounds, the civic, and all these other things, and the public safety, and that's where the money's going. And there's got to be trust in this somewhere.
I think there's an understanding or an idea out there that these organizations are just going to get a blank check. They're just going to get the money, you know, deposited into their organizational accounts. And that's not how I understand this measure to be. The category that this funding would go to is Northern Riverfront Public Facilities. And the money is meant to be invested into the facilities and what those things produce in our area as cultural events as well as economic drivers. The Civic is an economic driver. It generates, of all of these categories, it's next to the airport, which can generate economic development. The Civic generates economic development. So, you know, I think that's important. This isn't just money that's going to the organizations. It may be a pass-through, but really the intention is that it's going to these assets of these community assets, like you mentioned.
Well, I will tell you, if this passes and the money that goes to the Reading Rodeo Association, all of it is going to go to rebuilding our structure down there.
Yeah.
And the fact is that the Reading Rodeo brings in millions and millions of dollars, you know, anywhere from $10 million a year into our economy here. What the Rodeo Association is planning on doing is just making it a much better venue so that we can bring in more people, you know, to spend more money here and also work with the city on how we can enhance the whole experience so that more people come. I think it's the same thing with any of these.
You know, but same thing with the Civic.
Yeah.
The Civic, you know, what if we were able to host a conference? You know, maybe some group in SoCal wanted to come up here, take advantage of our nature and amenities and hold an HR conference here. We don't have the facilities to do that.
No, we don't. It's not big enough.
Part of the planning is to invest in the facility so that we could host and bring in and do more economic, you know, driven events.
Yeah, we are limited on how many people comes in. First Marine Division has a meeting every year. They couldn't even if they wanted to have it here. They couldn't. It's way too small.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at a kind of a small convention type area. So, but okay, it comes back to for Measure A, it's in a fenced off money. It has. Did you say there's an oversight committee?
There is, yes. So that was a big part is accountability. And in a way, you know, I think it's okay to be skeptical of our government.
Oh, yeah.
And so an oversight committee that has to report, and this is common in lots of cities with these measures, they budget out. They say, hey, here's their part of the budget of what these things go for. Or go to, they report back every year, here's how the money was spent, they do audits, they're part of the planning process, they're part of the reporting process, it's participation the whole way through.
Can they say, okay, this is where the city council is budgeting the money out of Measure A, and can they say, no, you can't, that's not what it's for?
Can they say, can someone bring an idea for
the funds? Well, let's just say the city council was going to take part of that money and use it for something that wasn't specifically in the measure. Can that group then say, no, you can't do that?
No. So the law is what's written in the ordinance.
Right.
That
so
is the law.
So they can say that. They can say that's not within our law and our charter here. You cannot spend that money for that.
Yes. Yes, it would take a vote of the people in order to change what this is designated to.
You see, I don't know if I'm making myself clear. City Council has this new money coming in. Jeff, you know what I'm talking about, I think. And so City Council says, okay, I'm going to take a portion of this and I'm going to spend it over here. That's what that oversight committee, they can say, no, you can't. It's not within the law that we voted for. This is not within the measure we voted for. So they could be, there's part of the checks and balances on it.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Did I get across that time, I hope?
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay. See, that's the other part, is who's going to be on the oversight committee, too. So I would hope it would be people that are somewhat cynical and very protective.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Like parents of a three-year-old. That's my three-year-old, you're not touching him. Okay, final thoughts here. Got a few minutes left, a couple minutes left.
Here, let's hit your trust idea real quick.
From
a city manager standpoint, I've had the half-cent sales tax.
Right.
What is out there for oversight? Well, you have a city council. You elect them. If they're not doing it right, recall them. If the city manager is caught in the middle of this, fire them.
Mm-hmm.
Real world. But you also have a grand jury. We went through a grand jury report within the first 3 years where they went through the money. Came out really well. We were good to our word. I don't think people realize every city in California goes through an independent audit every year, not done in-house, done by a private party. All that is brought to a public council meeting. Everything is public, but you have to be engaged too. You can't just assume, but from my standpoint, there are a number of checks and balances. This one has even more than normal. And so I think the public can trust, and the public does have avenues if it's not being spent in the manner that it was told to them that it would be.
Okay. That's the bottom line, is that if this passes, there are the checks and balances there. There is an oversight committee there. That money's only got to be used the way the voters say it's going to be used. I think the city council is there's nobody in the city council fighting this. Oh, no, we got to be able to use it. Wait, no, they haven't. Okay. Well, the ballots are out there already.
I think the other last point here, Carl, is
what
do we want Redding to look like? What do we want Shasta County to be? I have a young daughter working for one of our great engineering firms. I want her to have a safe community. I want her to have activities that all can enjoy. I want people to come to our town and go, man, I could live here. And so I think those are important things. I want when I call 911, the right service to come in a timely manner. And so how do we do that? How do you do those needs? This is one way to help us have those things and continue to make this a great area. I want Reading Rodeo. I want the Civic Center to be great facilities that people are proud of, that I can invite people to come and enjoy life with me with. I think that's what we all want.
We're looking at the future here.
Yeah, I have a 22-year-old, and I was explaining this, and he wants those things too. He's like, so what's it going to cost? I'm like, it's going to cost you an extra coffee a month. He's like, and I think we do have to think of the future. I really do. I think of the last 20, you know, I moved here in 2000 and moved back in 2013. And I think of just what we've accomplished since the last 12 years in Reading. And it's great. And I go, look forward. What are we going to accomplish in the next 12 years for that generation who's going to be our tax base?
And if we want to have Reading grow, it's got to meet certain requirements.
Absolutely.
And, you know, education, safety, beauty, things to do here. So there's the question, my friends. Do we want to, if we might be able to skimp along, but there will be, it'll just go downhill. Because
yeah.
Nothing stays the same except the only thing that's constant is cost of everything go up every year.
That's true. And the public safety is a really big piece of that. And 36% goes towards public safety.
Okay. All right. Hey, well, thanks for coming in this morning. I know it's a little bit early, but thanks for coming in. Hey, we're going to take a break, and hopefully we got House of Realty coming in right behind us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he had a very productive phone call with Russian President Putin the other day, and the two leaders have agreed to meet in person in Hungary at some point. Meanwhile, in a couple of hours, President Trump will host his Ukrainian counterpart, President Zelensky, at the White House.
What we're concerned about here is the sustained support for Ukraine in order to continue the fight against Russia if, in fact, Putin is unwilling to meet at the negotiation table. Of course, the EU will be watching carefully, as we saw in the wake of the Alaska summit between Putin and Trump.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. One-time Trump aide turned critic is in trouble. He's been indicted.
John Bolton has been charged with mishandling classified documents. Now, Bolton is, of course, a former national security advisor from the first Trump administration. He's been a longtime adversary of the president since his departure from office. This investigation dates back years, but it burst into public view in August when the FBI raided his home in Bethesda, Maryland, and his office in Washington, D.C., in search of classified records. Bolton's legal team already indicated that many of the records that were found actually date back decades and reflect his longtime career in government service.
Correspondent Eric Tucker says Bolton has surrendered to authorities this morning at a federal courthouse in Maryland. Federal grand jury in Fort Worth has indicted two people in connection with an attack on an ICE detention center in Texas that happened several months ago. The two are allegedly Antifa members, and President Trump has ordered Antifa to be classified as a domestic terrorist organization. On Wall Street this hour, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is up about 60 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 72 points lower. Townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Madagascar has a new president, a military officer sworn in the wake of a military coup, and saw the civilian president flee the country.
Protesters had hoped that President Rajoel would simply resign and pave the way for a smooth democratic transition. Instead, he clung to power, dissolving his government and holding a series of dialogues with different groups of people, efforts that weren't enough to appease the protesters. Now the country enters a transition period, which is full of political obstacles and legal uncertainty. But the new military leader has pledged to hand over power to a civilian government within 2 years.
The BBC's Sammy Awami. Peru's president refuses to resign after Gen Z protests turned violent overnight, prompting investigations by authorities into at least one civilian death. Authorities say they are investigating the death of protester Eduardo Ruiz. News and analysis at townhall.com. There is going to be something of a celestial show next week as two green comets illuminate parts of the night sky.
And they're visible to sky gazers in the northern hemisphere. Both hail from the outer edges of our solar system. Comet Lemon will have its closest brush with Earth on or around Tuesday. To spot the pair, go outside just after sunset and look for Comet Lemon close to the horizon. Comet Swan is traveling away from the sun and will also be near the horizon, but to the southwest. The comets appear green because of gases streaming off their surfaces. From Earth, they'll look like gray, fuzzy patches. Keith Peters, Washington.
The feds have rejected a mining company's bid to go after more than 6 million tons of coal beneath a national forest in Utah. This is the third proposed coal sale from public lands in the West to fall through this month. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Got me a little hot here, buddy. And welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today because we have Dancing with the Stars tomorrow, so you can imagine all the things she's trying to do to get ready because we have our dress rehearsal today, which means we have to be dressed up. My dress is an off-the-shoulder black thing. It looks pretty cool. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex, here, it's National Pasta Day. It's National Mammogram Day.
Yeah.
What else?
National Black Poetry Day.
Okay.
National Mulligan Day.
You know what? The Mulligan, Curtis Byron, I know you listen, and you are such a golfer. It's National Mulligan Day, buddy. So it means you can have as many mulligans as you want. This is the time to run out to Riverview and play. And you can actually probably get a 60, because every shot could be a mulligan, and you kind of can move it closer to the hole. But on the line is Susan Eastman with our market update. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone. Well, the major averages are mixed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down, positive, 126 points at 46,078. The S&P 500 is up 7 points at 6,636. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 4 points at 22,557. Active stocks this morning, Bitfarms down 41 cents at 487 per share. NVIDIA positive 31 cents. At 182.17, Intel up 56 cents at $37.42 per share, and Rigetti Computing down $2.62 at $45.29. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.015%. And commodities are having a hard day today. Gold is down $119 an ounce at $4,249. Silver down $2.07 at $52.28 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $57 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Okay, Susan. I don't do this usually. But say, let's just say 5 years ago. Okay, after COVID. And if I had said, okay, what should I invest in? What would you have told me? If 5 years ago, if you knew today, back then.
5 years ago. 5 years ago, I started at Stifel, and after COVID, everything was down really harsh.
Yeah.
I would say get back in the market. If you didn't ever invest in the market, I would say to buy stocks for sure. And then if you're conservative, I would have you have some muni bonds. You'd have to have a little bond exposure. And then I would have had you buy gold and silver. Yes.
Okay, gold and silver, yeah, because somebody told me years ago, borrow money, sell your horse, buy gold now. And you know what? He was so right. And,
the prediction is going to 5,000, but, you know, for next year.
Wow.
But it's pulled back today, so
yeah.
You have to take a rest.
Well, thank
you. That in the stocks, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much,
have
Susan.
Have fun at your dress-up affair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's us. Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Susan Eastman. She's First Vice President of Stifel Investments. You can get a hold of Susan, and she knows what she's doing, obviously. Give her a call at 530-244-7199, and she's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. So, Susan Eastman and Stifel Investments. Now, the weather. Today, sunny with a high near 80. It's going to be beautiful, my friends, through next Thursday. It's going to be fall weather. Highs in the mid to higher 70s, lows at night, mid 50s to 60s, calm, not a lot of wind being blown around. Sunday, in fact, is going to be a high near 78, light and variable wind, okay, and sunny. Now, it's going to be like that right now at this minute at 8:09 in the morning on Friday. This is the forecast. And as you know, these things can change. But our weather forecast, the forecast, not the weather, the weather forecast are brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. Locally owned business here, locally owned, locally run, a veteran-owned business, been in the business 30 years. Third generation of the Kinney family is working at Shasta Gas Propane. They treat their customers in an outstanding manner. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane, and it's getting cold. So you want to make sure you got all that locked in. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And Cameron Middleton continues.
Good morning.
My harassment.
Well, harassment is now still visualizing for the last 5 minutes. Shoulderless, black
off
number
the shoulder.
off the shoulder.
You're going to
be, I'm having trouble with that one, for sure. So
I hope the person we see out there through the shade is like washing our window or something.
Well, then that'd probably be Nick or one other person that I could think of. So, but no, in terms of thinking about dressing up, we were actually first thing came to mind is we did finally book our tickets for the Marine Corps for the ball.
It's a good thing you did it.
We are so looking forward to it. Yeah, we did it just in the nick of time looking at it.
Now, you will see that it's sold out, but if you want to go to the ball, we're going to add some tables. I'm going today to Wind River. We're going to add another 20 seats. And so if you want to come, 250th anniversary in the Marine Corps, it's going to be a lot of pomp and circumstance, but it's also, we made a coin. A one-of-a-kind, I showed it to Cameron, it's a one-of-a-kind coin. It was struck for this year from the Shasta Marines and the Marine Corps. And every one of the people that go to the ball will get a coin to take back with them. So that then, you know the story behind challenge coins, Cameron.
No, I don't know the original story.
Well,
I'm
not going to go back there. But here's the thing is, once you have a challenge coin,
oh, yeah.
And I know you have a challenge coin,
yes.
That means if we're at a, let's say, a bar or something like that,
yep.
and we're having a beer, if I take my coin out and drop it on the bar and you don't have yours, you buy.
Yes.
Now, on the other hand, if you take yours out and drop it, I have to buy.
Yes, a knife. I have some multiple challenge coins for different things, and I won't say which one, but I did have this happen at a class reunion, high school class reunion of some years back, and the wife or the husband of one of my classmates was a judge, and we were in an organization that had challenge coins, and I thought, you know what, there's absolutely no way he's going to have his challenge coin on him. So I dropped my challenge coin, and his wife immediately burst into hysterics. And I said, "What's so funny?" She said, "Well, he pulled his challenge coin out of his pocket, and which now I had to buy him a drink." And she said, "He asked me before we left if anyone in this organization was actually going to maybe be there or was in my class." She goes, "The only one I could possibly think of would be Cameron." And so sure enough, I thought, hey, I'm going to get one over on him, drop my coin. Now, and he said, I've had enough for tonight. I can't have a drink right now. So I am still in debt to a judge for a drink, which means if I ever show up for jury duty, he's going to put me in that box and he's going to leave me there.
That's right. No matter who challenges you, he'll make you an alternate, so you have to sit there for 3 weeks.
He'll do it. He'll do it.
Maybe a year.
Yeah, so.
All right. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to take a break because we haven't talked anything about realty and real estate, and we're going to take a break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Yeah, he's been doing this for well over a quarter century, and nobody is better at fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst. The Windshield Whisperer is what I call him. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. He puts his special mixture on it. It dries. It's very difficult to see where the chip or crack was, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. You keep your truck for 18 years like I did, and he fixed it 17 years before. If anything happened to that crack, he would just take it and fix it. But it didn't. He fixed it, and 17 years later, it was still fine. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. If you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street? Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Make an appointment or just drive in, and I'm sure he will find a way to help you. That's the kind of guy Jeff Wurst is. This is a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
And the skies are gray and all the doors are closing. And the rising pressure makes it hard to breathe. When all I need is a head to stop the tears from falling, I will find him, I'll find him next to me. Next to me. Ooh, next to me.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Shasta County Republican Central Committee invites you to secure California elections with Carl DeMaio and Clint Curtis. Come join us for this free event and learn about the Voter ID Initiative with Carl DeMaio. Wind River, October 21st, Eagle Room. Doors open at 5 p.m. Must register at www.shastagop.com. Come learn what secure elections and the gerrymandering of Prop 50 is all about. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show, let me see, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they have the TAVR valve replacement at the Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've done hundreds of these. And what that is, it's a valve replacement procedure. Instead of opening up your chest, they put the valve in through an artery. It goes up. They maneuver it into that where the valve has to be replaced. It goes in and takes the place of that valve. And I'm really simplifying this, but that's what happens. And then they'll keep you overnight, and the next day you can go home. No having your chest cracked anymore. And within weeks, within days you feel it right away because you've actually got blood going through where it's supposed to be. I have a friend that had one, and within weeks he was back out walking his 3 to 5 miles a day. So the TAVR valve replacement at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Learn more at ShastaRegional.com. I'm here with Cameron Milton from House Realty. And your dad's got to be in south of the border. Or am I wrong?
He's not north of it.
Okay.
So it is.
They really enjoy that time down there.
They really do. And it's.
And they've earned it. My gosh.
Oh, absolutely. And his birthday's coming up. Their anniversary's coming up. So the two of them are going to be down there just having a nice time. Unfortunately, they've had a couple of weather issues down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The, hurricanes and such.
Little things like
that.
Yeah.
So, but they, I'll tell you what, you look at areas now, especially the resort areas of Mexico and whatnot, they are so good now at what they can do in terms of how quickly they mop up from these things. They're used to it. They've been through it 100 times. They know exactly what to do. They get that area looking a lot better. And the big issue, of course, has been drainage down there and the utilities and making sure that water can has a place to go.
Sure.
Because they get a lot of flooding. But, yeah, they're up a little bit, so they're going
to
be in great shape and
glad
having fun. So.
Glad to hear it. I'm glad to see it.
I know Dad doesn't play golf anymore, otherwise he'd be taking advantage of that mulligan day, that's for sure. And Curtis, I'll call you as soon as we're done here. Let's see if we can skip the rest of the day.
It's too bad that mulligans, we can't do mulligans in every facet of our life besides golf. Oh, honey. Sorry, that's a mulligan. Or even better, I wish I could invent the delete. See, we have a delete button here. We're 7, we hit it and it just disappears what was said, right? I wish I could invent that for guys, that you say something and immediately after the syllable leaves your mouth, you realize that that's probably not what you wanted to say. You can push a button and it takes off that.
Takes that back.
7 seconds of what you said and then your wife will turn and say, what'd you say?
Yeah.
And you can say something else.
Please have that stricken from the record, Your Honor. Yeah.
Somebody else, whatever it is. So, okay. What's it look like in real estate? I mean, I'm here on pins and needles here.
Well, and a lot of other people are on pins and needles a little bit because of the potential change in interest rates. And
another change, yeah.
Discussion about the dropping of rates. Now, yesterday, as Susan Eastman brought up this morning, were the 10-year Treasury yields up to back up above 4.01. I mean, it's very close, but it dropped below 4 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And this week, by dropping below 4% on that yield, which is what mortgage rates are most closely aligned with.
Okay.
Is that 10-year treasury yield. And by actually taking that and having the 10-year drop below, it's now brought rates down. I think today's benchmark is at a 6.25, 6.23. So that's significant, substantially less than the 7-ish we've really been up closer to for the last quite a while.
Okay, if they drop the interest rate again, are we looking around maybe 5%?
No.
No, it'll never, it won't be that.
Well, you never say never. I mean, okay. We've seen all kinds of things. So, it would take a pretty substantial number of drops to do that. And keep in mind, the mortgages are bundled after the mortgage is closed or it's the sale's been completed.
Yeah.
Then they're sold, they're bundled and sold and in as securities. And there's a market for that. So these guys, they're bought and sold, supply and demand.
Yeah, that's why after we get a mortgage with our company, then somebody comes in a year later or less, and they say, we are now your mortgage company.
Yeah, and they may be a different servicer, but yeah, they buy, package these and sell them. So when they do that, what happens is there is a market for it. So they anticipate or try to anticipate, just like you do with a stock. Okay, what's Boeing going to do tomorrow, you know, the next year? Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? We think there might be this issue, that issue. Same thing with mortgage. So if they think the Fed is going to be dropped, the Federal Reserve is going to be dropping rates, they anticipate that. So these guys have already anticipated the next drop and probably the drop after. Then it starts getting a little hazier. So that's why oftentimes you see the, if it's expected and it's not really a big mystery that it's going to happen and the Federal Reserve comes out and says, hey, we're dropping another quarter point or a half a point. You don't see mortgage rates instantly pummel.
Yeah.
When you see them maybe go down is when the Federal Reserve chairman says something, oh, you know, a month before at some conference, he has to give a speech. And, you know.
And people are hanging on every word.
Hanging so he says, the needles.
You know,
yes.
Instead of having a tomahawk steak tonight, I think I'm going to have a pork chop. We're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly right. And that out of an hour-long speech, that's the part they'll pick out, and they'll play over on CNBC or Fox Business for the next 3 days. But those are the hints and things that actually drive that 10-year treasury, that drive that the mortgage rates and the people that are actually sitting in front of 6 computer panels trying to, you know, trade these things, buy them or sell them, that's what they are looking at. And so they look at those things. So there's some anticipation already built
in. They're sitting there.
But, yeah, like you said, pins and needles. And I've had multiple clients from commercial and residential who have said, I kind of want to see what happens with rates before I put this on the market or before I buy. Of course, that could be a little bit risky, but you know, you said pins and needles, that a lot of people are waiting and they are waiting. In fact, our inventory is even down slightly.
Oh, is that right?
We're under 900. We were above, now we're under 9. So.
Okay, but, inventory, and at one point we were down to 300. I remember during COVID?
COVID.
Down to 300. And my friends, that is just not healthy. A healthy market from learning from House Realty is around 1200-ish.
Yeah.
Ish in the MLS.
Yep.
You get down to 300. There's a problem. So even 900 is below where you want to be. Now those are houses available for sale.
Yes.
And you have people from literally all over the country are checking it out on Zillow.
Yes.
If they're like us, we go out and we look on Zillow and see other places, in other states and all this, especially if all of our friends move. But we're here like a tick in a fat puppy. You're not going to get us out of Reading, but they look at these and then our housing prices here are pretty reasonable. You like that one, huh?
I'm going to use that often. Yeah, okay.
The tick
part. I'll credit you, but yeah.
Okay. Do you get a lot of out-of-area people reaching out to y'all?
We get some. And usually if somebody is looking here, a lot of them have a tie already. Now, maybe they've gotten a job relocation, but moving up here completely cold, we don't see as much of.
Okay.
I did see one here recently. We had a deal we put together and it was somebody that vacationed here. So they vacationed here for years. And another gentleman I just actually recently talked to, who was, from Tom's Appliance Repair. If you ever need anything fixed, he's great. And he moved down from Seattle, some years back, and it was all due to the fact he vacationed here. They used to
Lake
get
Shasta. A, people that came up Shasta. Here, we've had people on the show that, you know, they were working here because for years when they were kids, their parents
yes.
came up to Lake Shasta.
That was it.
And,
so you see that aspect. The other one I see.
Usually the Holiday Harbor.
Yeah. And usually the one we see is with, the other one I see is with, commercial or industrial properties or businesses. So, mm-hmm. for example, I've got the Damberger listed currently, the business. And so what we've now seen is I've had multiple inquiries from out of the area.
What is that, 78 years? How long have they been there?
Oh, no, since the 38, it's 87. 87
That's right,
years.
Since the dam was built.
1938.
That's right.
It is the oldest operating, the longest operating, continuously operating restaurant in Shasta County. So it was, they found a grand opening article in November of 38. Now Jack's has been,
it's been
in
around.
The same location since December of 38. Don Connolly found an old grand opening article God. That was from December of 38, and we went over this. Now, of course, Stamberger's moved three times. It was originally just a little shack out at the yeah. out at the dam. Then it moved into downtown, moved twice, but it's been at this location for far longer. Yeah. And the family's owned it since 79.
And I saw that they were selling it. And you have to think. I mean, this thing is, because I go to Damberger occasionally and take people in there. And, I mean, there's always people in there.
Oh, yeah.
So you think to yourself, wow, I want to get into the restaurant business today. And but there's obviously a lot of people that look at an establishment like this will snap this up. Let's hope.
Yeah, and we're in talks with multiple parties, but it we've gotten inquiries, but that's one as well. I think on commercial,
yeah,
we've had wineries that we've sold through the office, some in the here recently through House of Realty that have gotten out of the area inquiries that you,
sure.
you get as well. So for certain businesses, things like that, you do
yeah.
see some out of the area
okay.
Interest, but. Residential,
well, and
it's
you know what I could see.
A connection.
I could see like for a winery. I mean, I'm just you know I'm totally making this up, but I could see somebody that's retiring from that really loves wine.
Yes,
retiring from their job that has made them money, coming up to Shasta County and buying their own vineyard. I could understand that. I could understand somebody buying Damberger. That from another part of the nation, say, knowing about how cool it is up here.
Yeah.
And here's a business that they don't have to make a lot of money, but they, you know, but it's an established business that will continue on. You get, I mean, there's so much goodwill associated with
oh,
Damberger.
Oh, a ton.
And I mean, I can understand that. It would be, if we sell a station, maybe somebody that's been in radio but wants to stay in radio would
yes.
come here and they'd have their own station.
Yeah.
Run. I mean, you know, it's fully turnkey. They just walk in.
Well, and it's so well established. I mean, and
yeah.
you guys have grown this so well over so many years. I remember the first year, you know, first months you guys were open. I used to walk your coffee down here, and I remember, you know, I went to go use the microwave once. You said, "Don't do that." I said, "Well, why not, Carl? Listen, somebody turns on the microwave, we lose Anderson."
I think that could be true.
You've come leaps and bounds since those days.
We have.
That.
Thanks to our great sponsors like you all and so many others. But we have to take a break here. And speaking of sponsors, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. Established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's the only place I get my hair cut. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment that works for me, roll in, get a haircut, hang around if I want to, or I can just take off. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop and a really good one. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with House of Realty and Cameron Middleton.
To the rock and roll on Saturday night.
turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready, Redding. Thrilling live entertainment featuring Two Shorts. Friday, October 31st, it's a Fright Fest at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets just $35 in advance, 40-day off. Upgrade to a VIP booth for $600, complete with cocktail service, spooky swag, and hosted bottle service. Hurry, booths are limited. Don't forget to dress to impress and enter the costume contest for cash prizes. For tickets and complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's getting ready, of course, for her Dancing with the Stars. I say her. I'm right there with her. It's going to be tomorrow night, and I guess you can probably still get tickets. Just go to cascadetheater.org and get your tickets there. Let me see. So what do we have here? We have, I've seen what the latest, I think all of the events that are happening are pretty well established, or they're gone, or they've already had them. So, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So many events were going on. The big one yesterday and the Think Pink and all the bags given away and then the event last night. But my guest today is Cameron Middleton from House Realty, the longest, oldest established real estate firm in Redding, by far.
I don't know who second is now, but it's
by far.
It's,
I mean, you started what when you're
65.
1865. They start. Oh,
soon as the Civil War concluded. Yeah, we
that
start.
Was it. Your dad? Did your dad start it? Or
it was actually my grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather.
Yeah, grandfather and three others. Nice. Okay. Let's see.
1965 it started.
Yeah,
but it,
man, Larry,
have you
Page,
been in the same location? Pillow. How long have you been there?
Since 65.
Since 65.
There's a picture of him standing out front. With a sold sign out in front of the
and we're talking on Placer Street
in Oregon.
In Oregon,
yeah,
right there. I mean, and it's got good parking out in front and in the back.
Yeah, we lost two spaces with the restriping of the Placer, but
okay.
In front. But yes, do have the reserve parking in the back. So
and if you're having problems, right next door is Holly's Bail Bonds.
We have had people go from one building to the next, or one. Yeah, we have Aladdin and Holly right next to us, two different bail bonds companies. And
right there.
Yeah, so we have had that occur.
I know how happy Holly was when they were looking at no bail. You know, he was like, no bail?
Yeah.
Okay. The MLS is below 1,000.
Yeah, below 900 even.
Okay, and we talked about people from the outside coming in. What kind of, you know, a lot of it on commercial. What are we looking at right now? And what's just the snapshot for real estate here in Redding, Shasta County?
So we still have an increase. We've had this increase. It looks like it's plateaued or it's steadied a bit. Also, there's a bit of a seasonal drop that can be accounted for, dropping from above 900 to slightly below 900. But we have had that increase in inventory. And by doing that, it has shifted a bit towards a buyer's market. So buyers have more choices than they did. They're asking for more concessions than they previously did. Usually some concessions a little bit of a higher nature. And are coming in with a bit lower offers. So you as sellers, there's more competition to sell your house than it used to be. Now, the question is going to be, if those rates do drop, is that going to spur a rash of new buyers? If we get, if say we're at 6.25-ish this morning, if that drops down below 6, back into the 5s, and I think there's almost a psychological effect that will happen if we start seeing mortgage rates start with a 5 rather than a 6 or a 7, as we have for so long now. Is that going to now pick up activity from the buyer's side? And are we going to see an increase in demand, which then would make prices increase?
Mm-hmm.
But along with that is going to still come with those that are going to say, hey, I'm at that 3% mortgage or a 2.5, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to go ahead and sell until those rates drop some more. So if somebody's at a 3, now all of a sudden they see a 5.5, and they do the math and go, well, okay, maybe it's time to finally put our house on the market and do this. People waited for a long time. And that's why we had, you know, the very low inventory for quite a while after the rates shot up dramatically. Now what you have is people finally, they have to move. People have to sell their houses for a variety of reasons. Somebody passed away, divorces, job changes, downsizing, whatever it may be. Finally, people they waited as long as they could, and now you have a number of people that are, that wave of new inventory.
Yeah.
I think you're gonna see, if rates drop, you're gonna see another wave of inventory as well as increased buyer demand. Now, the question will be, which one's going to go up more? Are you going to see more people putting their houses on the market because now there's less of a difference between their old mortgage and their new?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to see more people? Is that going to increase faster or at a higher rate than the new buyers? And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that as they come down. The other question is, how far will they come down? And the Federal Reserve Chair has been very timid in terms of,
yeah,
doing these cuts, and he's doing them much more slowly and gradually than I think they had anticipated a year ago. The other question is, are we going to have a new Fed chair? And we very likely, I think, will have a new Fed chair when the current chair's term expires, and there's going to be a mandate for that chair to lower rates more substantially.
Yeah, if you want to be the Fed chairman, you're going to drop rates.
You're going to end up dropping rates.
It's a quid pro quo.
Probably at this point.
Yeah.
So
but Trump's made it real clear.
Very clear.
Yeah, and he hasn't fired them. the chair, or the, yeah, the chair of the Fed. And so it will be interesting to see what happens. We have a house on our street, and it's been for sale now. I don't follow it or anything like that, but it's one down from us. You probably know which one it is. They're on Chestnut, well, there's two of them, but this one, I think, was like under 500,000, I think. And it's been on the market now for, gosh, 60 days. But, you know, a lot of times they just leave the sign up there while they're going through, you know.
True. And we are seeing, some increase in the amount of time it takes to sell. We're seeing more price reductions. So this is always the tough time when you have sellers that still remember not that long ago. And sellers have longer memories than buyers. Yeah. So they remember when, you know, Jimmy and Alice down the street sold their property for, you know, $475.
Yeah.
And they still think they can get $475 for theirs. Actually, theirs is better because they have new paint. And they did something nice in the backyard. So they really should be $500 or above $500. And it's hard to tell those sellers, actually, really, no, guys, we're down probably closer to $430, $440 now.
Yeah.
And to get those sellers to drop down.
They bought this house for a VRBO, and it just never took off. It might have had something to do with the picketing in front of the house by the homeless guys I hired. But I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No, you do your own picketing, I know.
They were decent neighbors in the sense that they took care of it and all that, but it was never, because I walked by it every day.
The market's changed for VRBOs.
It's just nobody was there.
It deflated.
And so now they wanted to go long term, and so now it's for sale. So that's what, you know, when I see that, because I thought that was kind of one of those prices that people would maybe jump at.
Right.
But obviously not.
Well, and that's it too. In terms of when you have, I think, a market like this, and especially when people have put money into the home, they've refurbished it, they've spent some money, maybe some substantial money, to try and not necessarily just flippers.
Yeah.
But people that have put some substantial money in, they want to see that money back out. They want to see that return. They want to see it come back out. And it becomes very difficult when you look at a house that's $500,000 and you take 10% off of that, so you drop the price 10%, which would bring it down $50,000 to $450,000. You go, well, that's a decent cut, but you know, there's still $450,000. Well, if after what they've put into it, plus their mortgage, everything else with the amount that they owe, closing costs, say they've got $400,000 into it, just for sake of numbers, they just went from netting $100,000 to $50,000. So the amount that they're netting just got cut in half, or maybe they've got $450,000 into it. Now
they walk out with nothing.
Now they're walking away with nothing. So it's sometimes going, hey, wait, well, yeah, we're getting down a little bit. Yeah, sure, we're going to shave some off the top. But to the seller, that when you do that net sheet, that's really going to drop it. And I think that's an important one to do too. Ask your agent before you're going to list your house, and I think this is a very important thing to do, is to actually then ask them for net sheets at different sales prices, and take a look at that net sheet. Look at what you owe. Look at what the seller's likely to, or the buyer is likely to ask for. So in terms of commission credits, closing costs, everything. Take that and look at it. So you got that house, you're going to put it on the market for $500. Look at what you're going to get at $500. Look at what you're going to get at $490, $480, $470, some of these other amounts. So you have an idea of what it's going to drop to. And then also if they ask for large repairs, what are those repairs and those credits
going to
do?
It's not like it used to be.
And you need to know that walking in. It's not just the purchase price. It's what are you going to net?
Okay. Very valuable information. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Get ready, Reading. Thrilling live entertainment featuring Too Short. Friday, October 31st, it's a Fright Fest at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets just $35 in advance, 40-day off. Upgrade to a VIP booth for $600, complete with cocktail service, spooky swag, and hosted bottle service.
Hurry, booths are limited.
Don't forget to dress to impress and enter the costume contest for cash prizes. For tickets and complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Shasta County Republican Central Committee invites you to secure California elections with Carl DeMaio and Clint Curtis. Come join us for this free event and learn about the Voter ID Initiative with Carl DeMaio. Wind River, October 21st, Eagle Room, doors open at 5 p.m. Must register at www.shastagop.com. Come learn what secure elections and the gerrymandering of Prop 50 is all about. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op store is at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here, our last segment of the week. Another grueling 2 hours, as Armstrong and they say another grueling 4 hours. We say another grueling 2 hours. They're put in a can. If you missed any part of the show, of course, you can go to our web page, kcnr1460.com, and right after the show, and just go to it today, and you find out who's been on the show, and you can listen to it. Listening, of course, to Cameron Middleton for today. Tomorrow, By the way, it is not too late to spend a great weekend or 3 or 4 days out at Lake Shasta. At Holiday Harbor is offering a special 15% off your rental. It ends, of course, at the end of October. And if you mention KCNR, Free Fire Radio, Carl, Linda, Buford, now Cameron, you'll receive an additional 10% off. So 25% off your rental, and it goes to the end of October. Give them a call, 530-238-2383. Their website is lakeshasta.com, and their boats are beautiful, well-maintained. The people down there are just super, super people. Tomorrow, if you've never done it, they're having the 2025 Golden Palooza, where there's going to be all these golden retrievers down at the Reading Convention Center, and it goes tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Goldens only, please.
Yeah,
I've never been there.
I've always loved golden retrievers, and a good friend of ours who's actually very involved with that sent me the flyer earlier We've talked about getting a dog in the house or a pet for multiple years now. One of the biggest issues with conflicts my wife and I have had is on breed. What breed of dog are we going to get? And I want to get a golden retriever. That's what I want. She wants the little, what's it, the little French bulldogs? Little Frenchies.
Yeah.
So, and I want to get, and I just told her, I want a very smart dog. I want a dog. I want a pet that
and you
can.
And you want a golden retriever?
I really want the smartest.
But usually those words aren't used in the same thing.
I realize, but it's more important to me to get a well-trained dog. I said, I want a smart, well-trained. I don't want a dog that's just going to go out and get the newspaper in the morning and bring it in for me. I want one that can even read it to me. I want a dog that can make a decent dry martini. I want a dog that, you know, again, well-trained.
Well, you trained your child to do that.
No, listen, you could train a dog. You could train a dog. Second graders, that's a whole nother matter.
No, I thought he made a pretty good dry martini the other day. So, since you hired him out to be the bartender at events.
Hey, listen, the kid didn't get a summer job. I had to have him do something. So.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. Just ignore everything that was just said. Except the Golden Palooza thing. We're talking real estate and, all of the, what it looks like right now, and things really haven't changed a lot.
Not a lot.
In a month. And,
nope.
There hasn't been any drastic changes in the mortgage rate. The number of houses available dropped down some, to 900, around 900.
Yeah,
something.
Which is a seasonal adjustment.
Yeah, seasonal adjustment. If somebody was going to sell their house and they wanted to get the biggest bang for their buck by doing things inside the house, what are the ones that really impact on buyers? You know, I mean, say, okay, I got $5,000 I can spend. You know, something like that.
The free one, almost free, well, not always free for everybody I've run into, but is declutter. Just declutter. That's huge one. That's hard for me to say because I have a little clutter. But that's the number one.
Empty your house out.
As much as you can, empty your house out.
Okay.
I mean, you leave your furniture and things, but just declutter it. And
you don't need that little wine rack right there that takes up room.
Well, let's not get carried away, but
I'm just talking about like a little, you know, wine caddy that, you know, rolls. You don't need that, but what it does is it clutters up.
It just clutters it up.
Yeah.
You want to make it look open. If you've got furniture on every wall and you've got credenzas here and you've got an armoire there and you've got sofas and
TV,
everything else,
I agree.
That room closes in. It doesn't have that open, spacious feel. So you might have a 2,000 square foot house, 1,500 square foot, but it feels smaller. You want it to feel open. You want
it to. That doesn't cost you anything.
That
except maybe I can't just let it go.
Dump runs.
Get a rental unit for the time you're on the market. Put all that stuff in there.
Something like that. I mean, that's, it can cost a little, but the number one thing you can do is declutter.
Okay.
You know, take care of your yard. Number of times I'll take somebody out. We'll go see five houses. And, you know, water conservation, of course, is an issue, but you really go out and do this and take people to five different houses. Maybe two of them will simply have a front yard that's decent.
Yeah.
That's watered, mowed, and edged. Leaves blown off.
Yeah.
Just simple. You don't need to have the most extravagant front yard in the world. But if you simply go in and just have the front of the house presentable. And every realtor will tell you this. Number of times you pull up to a house, you've got it on the schedule, you've got it set in part of your showing schedule that day to go see this house, walk up to it and go, nope, let's just get back in the car. They'll take one look at the front of the house and go, no, this isn't what I want.
And it's funny because these are things you can do too, like spider webs overnight. All of a sudden you got spider webs.
Oh yeah.
And so we have a blower, a little electric blower. We go around and do all that and you can wash off. But you're right. As you're walking down, you want to see, okay, they've taken care of this.
And that's a good example. I remember doing this a year or so ago, took somebody in to show them a new construction home on a Sunday and there was a spider, new construction, brand new, not anything in the house, and there's a couple little spider webs, just the first couple little strands across the hallway. And on a Sunday afternoon, and they go, well, doesn't look like this house is getting much activity. Obviously it hasn't been shown much. It's getting spider webs. I said, I showed it Friday night. I just showed it 36 hours ago.
It takes them like an hour.
Yeah, it just showed it. So yeah, little things like that, just keeping
So those don't cost you anything and yet can help. a lot.
A ton. And again, it just get a little of that rust off. You know, a little bit of paint can go a long way.
How about painting your kitchen? Is that a big thing? You know, and kind of like we redid all of our cabinets and all that kind of stuff. Do you get your money back out of that?
You can. So, number one, don't go crazy on the color.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen some cases where the color schemes get outrageous. The thing of it is, what you want it to do is look sharp. Have it look sharp. You don't necessarily need to go in and repaint everything, but boy, backsplashes. Certain spots around ovens, you know, areas around the sides of refrigerators. Just those little areas that can get neglect.
Yeah.
Get those, just touch up paint rather than even an entire repaint. But kitchen is critical.
Okay.
Absolutely critical. And especially, I mean, again, we've got buyers of all kinds and out there. But when you have couples, the second thing they teach you in real estate is her opinion matters more than his.
Oh yeah.
That's absolutely the case. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we go out and look at things. I pretend to listen to you, Carl, when we look at houses. I do. But I know it's what Linda thinks that matters.
Oh yeah.
That it's, and a lot of times, it is, and it's not necessarily just because of cooking or anything else. People spend time in the kitchen. They spend time in the kitchen. You can have wonderful living rooms and dining areas and patios and everything else. How often do you find when you go over to somebody's house, everybody congregates to the kitchen?
All the time. They're all in there.
They congregate. So yeah. The kitchen
matters.
Bar.
Or the bar.
Which oftentimes you have a counter and a kitchen, acts as both.
Yeah.
So yes, that's where everybody goes. That's a very key point. So yeah, having a kitchen is sharp.
Okay, so what you just heard is for a minimum amount of money, you can make a big impact when you're selling your house.
Yes.
Decluttering, making sure that, like, the front yard and when you're walking into the door looks good. And then, you know, minimum in the kitchen, though, but make it look fresh and bright.
Yeah, just some touch-up paint. Head over to Paint Mart. Get a couple gallons. Just
there you go. Cameron, thanks a lot. And
GC,
the next time I see you will be the Marine Corps Ball, probably.
Yeah, I'm going to go celebrate Mulligan Day. So.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, on Monday, Zach Bay, who is on the committee for the Measure A, will be our guest. And we'll